Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. After a long break, I'd like to welcome our guests, Braylon, Stella, and Avanel. Hi, girls.
Hi. Hi.
So we've been planning this for, seems like a long time. Mm-hmm. So we were going to do it right before break. I forget what happened. Maybe Braylon was sick.
Snow days.
And then we had snow days. But here we are. It's February 1st. And we're sitting in my office. And we are looking outside right now. And there is this blazing ball of fire in the sky that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
So hopefully on Groundhog Day tomorrow, he sees his shadow, which means it's almost springtime. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want more winter.
Me neither. So let's get right to it. So speaking of winter, we were supposed to do this last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. We had all those snow days. Braylon, what's it like at home on your snow days?
I mostly either sleep or play with my brother on his Xbox.
Any fighting?
Definitely.
Definitely fighting? Okay. How about you, Stella?
Sometimes I go outside and play with Sadie, but Ava never joins us because she's always in her room on her phone.
Or come on,
just,
Ava.
Like, or we'll just sleep, like she said. Sleeping.
How about you, Avanel?
I try to convince my mom to let me go to a friend's house, and then if I don't, well, I try to convince my brothers, and then they just, Spencer's watching TV, and then just Josiah's, like, at a friend's house.
So we all have multiple siblings. So Braylon says that there's some fighting going on. How about you, Stella? Do you fight with your sisters?
No, I don't fight with Ava or Sadie, but Sadie and Ava fight a lot.
You and Sadie fight all the time.
Okay, yeah, me and Sadie sometimes.
Okay.
You and Ava fight too?
No, me and Ava don't really fight that much.
When I'm over
Sadie, because she's sassy.
So this is interesting. So, how about you, Avanel? Do you fight with your brothers?
Oh my gosh, yes. So much.
One more than the other, or?
Spencer. Definitely.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Spencer. So it's interesting because Avanel has just brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Braylon has just brothers. Mm-hmm. But Stella has just sisters.
I want sisters instead.
Whoa, no offense, Josiah and Spencer.
I want a sister, but I want to keep my siblings.
Okay.
Yeah, I want a sister.
I don't want a brother.
Okay, no. I would discard Spencer.
Whoa.
Okay, wait.
Holy moly.
I don't know, your mom's probably going to listen to this.
I love them very much. But if I could, I would trade Spencer for another girl.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, fine.
Honest question, though, what is it like being from large families? What do you guys like about it? What's difficult about it?
I like it when we don't fight and we actually hang out.
Yeah. I like it.
No, I know. Family game time, more people.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I like it when it's big families, because then you can spend more time with them. Because, like, if you have a small family, then you only spend time with, like, one person, usually. But if you have a bigger family, then you're usually hanging out with more than just one.
Now, I'm guessing Braylon and Avanel, you have your own bedrooms.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stella, do you have to share a room? Who do you share with?
Sadie.
Oh, how does that go?
It's not good, because I always have to tell her to clean her clothes up on the floor. And I'm always doing all the work.
That's why I need a sister.
That sounds very similar to my house.
Always doing the work.
No, okay. My brothers, they always are angry and jealous of me because I have a bigger bedroom and they share a bedroom and it's smaller. And then they ask Mom, they're like, why does she get a bigger bedroom? And then she's like, because she's going to be staying here longer than you.
True. Hey, that Spencer impression was really good, by the way. So like I said, it's February 1st, which is crazy, right? School year is going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all three in sixth grade. How has middle school gone so far, Braylon?
Good.
If that's all you got for me, just good?
Yeah, I guess.
We're not allowed to say anything bad.
Is it different than what you thought it would be? Is it exactly what you thought?
I thought it was going to be harder.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How come?
I don't know. I thought that the teachers were going to be, like, more strict about getting stuff done. But they are, but they're also pretty nice about it.
How about you, Stella?
I thought it would be, like, harder, like she said, but I thought we couldn't take any, like, retake tests, but now we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, I don't know, I just thought it was going to be worse. But it's actually not that bad.
Oh, well, good. How about you, Evan, though?
Honestly, I don't even know if I had emotions if it was going to be harder or not, because I was so nervous. Because I was nervous, I was like, well, I guess, because I was just nervous, like, are the teachers going to, like, be super strict about work, kind of like what they said, but they're pretty good about it. They let us retake it and stuff.
Now, all three of you are in a unique situation because you all have older siblings that have come through. Now, Ava didn't come to sixth grade at Highland, but what did your siblings give you any advice when you were starting at the middle school?
Nope.
Well,
Ava. On your own?
Yep.
They're like, showed me an app for math.
Oh, has that been helpful?
No, I couldn't figure it out.
Well, Ava said that be prepared to get in trouble a lot. I don't know why she said that.
I don't think you've ever gotten.
She was just trying to scare you.
Yeah, and she was like, good luck with sixth grade, because it sucks. And then I was like,
wait,
oh no.
She was a year for sixth grade.
I know, but she said the school that she went to sucked.
Oh, well, Josiah said, don't get in trouble. Don't irritate them, or they will be really irritated.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
that's pretty good advice.
I was like, okay.
So one of the things that I think is really cool about Highland Middle School is that you get to pick your first period encore class, or a combination. So what encore classes are you currently taking? Avina, what about you?
I'm taking art and band, 3-day band and 2-day art.
Okay, and what about you, Stella?
I'm doing 3-day band and, study hall, 2-day study hall.
And Braylon?
I'm taking 3-day band and 2-day study hall.
So we're all in band.
Art.
So we're all in band. Avina, what do you play?
I play the flute.
Stella?
Trombone.
French horn.
Ooh, so we've got some... We've got some really brass, and we've got some woodwind. No, not woodwind.
Yes, woodwind. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Avno's woodwind, we're brass.
Right.
I'm like the softer.
The softer one, yes. Now, all three of you also just recently started LifeWise Academy, too, is that right?
No, I
Braylon's not, but Stella and Avno are.
Yeah.
Okay, and we just started that. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
You want to go first?
It's good, but...
We only had it one day, so just give like a general overview of what it is.
So, it's a small church. It's like really small. And I think it's in Sparta, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And all we do is like take turns reading the Bible and other stuff that I can't
So,
remember.
But Avanel, explain like how it works. Like, you don't walk over there.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
so yeah. So you go up to the front doors and they have a LifeWise bus. So you go on the LifeWise bus and then they take you to the church. And then at the church, it has like assigned seatings too. And then we were just talking about like how it... We were talking about the book of the Bible, like the Bible and how important it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
some songs.
And this is something that's offered now, mm-hmm. both at the elementary school and here at the middle school. And that's something that,
are high schoolers doing it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
I asked Ava. They've had high schoolers do it at LifeWise, and then I think they have elementary kids, right?
I know they have elementary kids.
Elementary kids, yeah.
So, you know, pretty soon, in fact, I got a message from a parent the other day about asking about middle school scheduling. It was a fifth grade parent. So knowing what you know now, right, it's February 1st. Stella, what is one piece of advice that you might give to a fifth grader who's feeling a little bit nervous about coming to the middle school next year?
I would say, like, be brave.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Okay. And I like that. Be brave. What do you mean?
Like, don't think you're not going to do good and, like, be confident in yourself.
Yes. I think that's awesome advice. Avanel, how about you?
I would say if you wanted to get good grades, ask questions. Maybe answer the questions more if you know the answers. And also, kind of like what Josiah said, don't get on their nerves.
Avanel, why do you think some kids are nervous to ask questions?
Because I think maybe some kids don't want to get made fun of if they have questions, or if they don't want, they might feel dumb or something if they ask questions. But
do you think that if somebody raises their hand and asks a question in class, are they the only one with that question?
Mm-mm.
Probably not, right? There's probably other kids that have the same exact question. Mm-hmm. So back to Stella, be brave. Right? Braylon, how about you? What's some advice that you might give?
Study for a test. I've made a lot of mistakes not doing that one. And then come prepared. Don't, like, have your computer charged. I've also come not doing that one.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely have a pencil.
Ooh, all good.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so now I'm going to kind of, like, flip the script a little bit. What are you looking forward to as, like, a 7th and 8th grader? What are you looking forward to as you get older at the middle school?
That you can be more involved with middle school sports.
Okay. Mm. Now, all three of you are basketball players.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else do we play?
I play soccer. Me and Stella play volleyball. And
we all say soccer.
Yeah, well, we all play soccer, and me and Stella are playing club-focused volleyball right now.
Okay, so we've got some opportunities as 7th graders now to be on Highland sports teams.
I would be on volleyball, but my mom says I can't do two sports at once.
Oh, gotcha.
Because if I did basketball and volleyball, then...
So that's one thing to look forward to as a 7th grader, right? What else? What else are we looking forward to as we get older into middle school? Is that the biggest thing? Is the sports?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me.
I think, yeah, and then maybe another thing would be teachers. Like, sometimes it's fun to have other teachers, because if you don't want the same teachers all the time.
Oh, yeah, nice teachers.
Yeah, nice teachers. Yeah.
Well, you have nice teachers.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, if they were, I don't know.
So, I know that there are some opportunities for middle schoolers to be in the high school marching band. Is that something that you guys would want to do in 7th or 8th grade?
No, because you can't march with a French horn.
Oh, so what does that mean then? So how do you...
I think...
What do French horns players do for the marching band?
I don't even know.
They do, like...
Seen.
I don't know what it's called, but, like, it's kind of like a French horn and, like, a trombone mixed.
Oh.
It's, like, weird.
Oh, interesting.
Okay,
I did not know that.
I would not want to because... it might, like, interfere with other things that I might have going on. And also a flute, like, you're not going to really hear them on the phone.
Unless
you're getting... But flutes have to have, like, more air than tubas. And if you had to march around and stuff, it'd be hard, I think, in my opinion.
Well, girls, we're about out of time. I am... really glad we finally got to do this.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Listeners out there, if anybody wants to be on the podcast, be brave and let me know. Girls, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!